We're going to return now to the Olympic Games. Tonight, swimmer Mona McSharry will compete in the final of the 100 metres breaststroke. She swam the fastest time of her life and is the second fastest qualifier. Mona is from Grange in County Sligo, and June McCormack, who taught her at Cairns National School, joins us now on the line. June, thanks a million for talking to us. Will you tell us about Mona? I gather that yours is a small school, so you must have known her pretty well.
That's right. Thanks very much, Rachel. Well, I taught Mona for 4 years in our school in Cairns, National School in Moneygold and Grange. And as a student, Mona was a great person. She was a lovely, friendly, and is a lovely, friendly person, always very caring and kind with everybody, and exudes warmth and energy. As a student, she was extremely hardworking, had a very positive outlook on life and in school, and she was always enthusiastic about everything, gave 100% everything that she did and beyond, was very highly organised in her efforts and took great pride in her work. She had, I suppose, natural curiosity in school for learning and for life, and always strived to do her best through her school years. One lovely trait of Mona's was that as she got swimming success, she was always very humble and modest about her talents in the local community, even though her achievements were great. I have one lovely example of an example of her drive as a young, what I remember as a young student, yeah, in school from Mona. We were reading a class text about how to build an art easel and looking at carpentry, and following a weekend, Mona had read the book and she came into school with the art easel. She had made it out of wood and brought it into school. She was probably in third or fourth class, you know, to show it to the class. So it would have been very time consuming, wasn't expected, but out of her own curiosity and initiative, you know, that's the kind of thing that Mona did, you know.
Yeah, it's a lovely story. So, this is her second Olympics and it's her second final. What does her success mean to people in Grange, would you say?
Well, the whole community is just, well, everybody's just talking about in Grange. Everybody is excited beyond belief that Mona and Chris O'Donnell, the two members of the local community, are in the Olympics, this time for the second time. They both went to school in the local community, and Mona and Chris, to achieve such a high level in their respective sports, the whole community is cheering on Mona today. The atmosphere in Grange is absolutely electric. There never have been as many flags and bunting put up on the N15 between Cliffany and Grange. There's local community groups have put up videos on social media. The North Sligo Athletic Club are supporting her, and everyone's talking about it. Everyone is just wishing Mona the very best tonight.
Oh, well, I'm sure the entire country will be wishing Mona the very best tonight. June, thanks a million for joining us with that. So Grange in County Sligo has not just a swimming star, but a track and field star as well. Let's